And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
It was 1776 when the founders signed the writ of independence from the Brits. It was revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back tonight, right here, for the People Radio 101.com, hosting your republic for the United States of America, everyone. Your republic for the United States of America.org. We've been telling you for a long time, everybody, what's been going on in our country. These great, great men and women, they're like our forefathers, and they're here to help save our country, stand by our Constitution. I welcome each and every one of you tonight. Come aboard, get your ears on, spread it wide, everybody, like we are doing out there with the rallies. Everything we can do now, make sure you get out there and vote. Believe me, we all have to vote. So let's kick it off, everybody, with great, great patriots.
America, I salute you. It is an honor and a privilege to be on this program. This is one of the most important programs that you could ever dial in on, because this has to do with your children's future, your future, with your grandchildren's future, to save America. This is the republic for the United States of America. This is the founders' government that they put together. It happened in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. And then some 11 years later, they answered the Declaration of Independence 1787 with the Constitution and ratified it 2 years later. And then the Bill of Rights came out in 1791. We have re-inhabited the Republic, and we're going back to the year 1860 because they stole it from us, 1861. The South dropped out. They didn't want anything to do with our union. And it was a slavery issue. And so when Abe Lincoln became president, we found out that we didn't have enough for a quorum in our legislature on March 27, 1861. We found out that the 14th Amendment made us all slaves. That's what happened after Abe Lincoln was assassinated. Then after that, some 3 years later, the Organic Act came out and they made us a corporate democracy. They pushed aside our Declaration of Independence. Who did? The ones that worship Satan, the Freemasons. And they pushed aside our Declaration because that's an instrument of God. It's a covenant that the Founding Fathers made with God. They pushed aside our Constitution, another tool that is of God, and in our Bill of Rights. They pushed all of those things aside and made a corporate democracy. Just like having a company like Ford or IBM or that, they gave it a name, they made it a corporation, and they called our government the United States, all capital letters. We used to be self-governing people. We used to be able to govern ourselves and be self-governing people, but they stripped us of our rights. They made us a corporation where we could no longer be self-governing people because they made us two people. They made us a corporation. They made us a straw man. So every time you looked in the mirror, you didn't really see, if you didn't know what I'm talking about, with your driver's license being in all capital letters, with the credit card company sending you, you know, we want you to get it in our credit card company with all capital letters. They were working on your straw man. They were working on the other guy. So they stripped you of your self-governing power. So the people across America, all these months and years going back to 1861 and bringing it forward to 2020, yeah, the people stand at the ball games, they see the four jets flying over, and the Star Spangled Banner, they're singing along with, and a tear's going down their cheek because they think they're free. But they're not free. We were born in a society. We were born, I don't care what state you lived in, you were born with a state government, the UCC code. Then in 1954, they took the government and came in and took control of the churches. What they did is they corrupted America. In 62, they took prayer out of school. In 63, they took Bible curriculum out of school. The gays marched in front of Independence Hall. 73, Roe v. Wade, they made abortion legal. All of these things, the Freemasons, the ones that worship Satan, pushed God's instruments aside and made America to be worshiping in the all 50 state governments and in the nation's capital to worship the enemy. And I could go on and on. But this is where we're at. But we re-inhabit it. We're the republic for the United States of America. Because, see, our government is the founding fathers' government. Our government is based with the foundation being the 66 books in the canon of Scripture. Our government has a foundation. Our government is a Christian government, America, because without a Christian government, we can't have virtue. And I could go through 21 different synonyms for virtue. Because you see, with a Christian government and with our societies and our communities practicing virtue back in the 1600s and the 1700s and going into the 1800s, we had the greatest country in the world because we ran it God's way. You see, we wanted a Christian government. The founding fathers wanted a Christian government. They wanted virtue to be intermingled in all of our societies and our government. Why? Why? Why did we want that? Because righteousness exalteth the nation. Because what we really want is what Patrick Henry said in 1775 on March 23rd. He says, give me liberty or give me death. So that's who we are. We want righteousness to exalt this nation. The way it's been is wickedness has exalted this nation. And I ask you, America, how has that been working for you? So you are in tune to a great program. Before we go any farther, I want to ask Representative Mark Binder from the Free State of Iowa to open us in prayer.
Thank you, David. And thanks, David Broadhurst, for having us on your show. Let's go to the Father. Yahweh, our Creator and Father, we humbly come before your throne with praise and thanksgiving. Strengthen us, Father, so that we may stand against all adversity coming our way, and we shall be as a mighty fortress against the enemy's treachery. Increase our spiritual discernment, Father, and there is no deceit the world can fool us with. Give us fair courts, and we will become a more lawful, self-governing people. Give us schools and churches that teach the pure word of God, and we will have a happy moral existence full of love and compassion. Help us, Father, to see why we are on this earth and at this time, and we shall know what we can do to be a part of your plan and to make a difference, because it's the right thing to do. Praying in spirit and in truth, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. And thank you, Father.
Thank you. Another great job. Representative Mark Binder, as always, wonderful job. Thank you for your prayer. David Broadhurst, what is on your mind tonight? What's in your heart? You have the floor, sir.
Well, thank you, David Hurtler, Ms. Binder, and everyone here tonight with our republic. But as we look what's happening now in our country, it's been going on for decades, everyone. And so many people in America have been blindfolded. Many have been sheep, ready to go to slaughter. And what they've had to do is to show the people what's been going on for decades, actually, to combat this evil, to combat the evil, corrupt politician. I often say out there, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere else, one of the biggest problems we have in this country is justice being served to politicians, to agencies like the FBI and others. What's happened over the course of time is that they've all become above the law, a two-tier system. And the only way, I believe, President Trump, his administration, thought of an idea to go after these individuals was to expose them all. Nobody wants to be exposed anywhere in life, right? But that's what they had to do. It's been tough on the American people. A lot of folks are confused. Then we had the pandemic, and now we have mandates, restrictions, everything else. But what it's all about, it's corrupt politicians, but guess what? There's always somebody on the bigger tier of it all and controlling them, the puppet masters, we might want to call it. The puppet masters are not just Soros and like a Pelosi or Obama or that. No, it's a central banking system. It's the Rothschilds. It's others that literally control the entire world, and they don't want to lose their power. President Trump came into the mix knowing the battle ahead of him. He knew it, but he won 4 years ago, right? He won. He beat Hillary Clinton. He's up against the same battle as we see now, but seeing what we see out there, the rallies, we've been involved in rallies too, everybody here as well, with the great Renee Clark Campbell and others, man, Alan Goldberg, and just so many great American folks coming together, rallies. You've seen it all across our great land. That tells you something, everyone. That tells you that people are waking up. You want to lose your freedom? I mean, think about your parents, your grandparents, man. Think about all those folks that fought and died for this country. I mean, my goodness. Folks are waking up now. We have a very, very corrupt government, unfortunately, just like other governments all around the world. But are we going to end up like them? Are we going to be destroyed like Venezuela and so many other countries? Are we going to be taken over by China and others? I mean, come on, America. We have a great opportunity to move forward to save this country. Justice will be served eventually. Very, very frustrating. But the exposure is there now. Even though we don't have as much control in mainstream media and everything, we have control in independent media. I said this years ago, when I got into radio, that independent radio, okay, was going to be a major threat to mainstream media. That's radio, that's TV, everything else. Because they're all bought. They're all bought. They're a propaganda arm of the evil. It's unfortunate. It's, there are good people on Fox and this and that, but, we see what's going on. America's woken up now. And it's not just, we talk about Christians, right? It's not just the Christians. It's the Jews. It's Muslims. It's everybody. The Spanish. You name it. They're all coming together and rising up. That's what this country is made of all people, all colors, all creeds. We all bleed red, man. And that's what President Trump has done. And as we can see, he's not a politician. We know that. But he's a great businessman, and he knows how to deal with corruption. He's doing a great job out there. He's up against a cabal that is so huge, everybody, so huge. We're talking about the FBI, CIA, all the other agencies, some that we probably don't even know of, right? Big cats in the Pentagon, everything else. You know why? Because they want the same old way, corruption. They want wars. They want death. They want all of that, the same old way. And who controls all of them? Well, it's those like the Rothschilds, central banking system. There's one thing that'll kill them all. It's called the gold standard. And that's a whole nother big whopper coming. Get rid of the Fed and everything else. There's going to be major changes in our country. But right now, we got to get through this. And the lack of justice right now is a threat to national security, as far as I'm concerned. They've allowed organizations to come together, like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, to terrorize folks all around this country. And I'm proud of our patriots out there standing tall, standing for what they believe in, not getting into like a civil war type of scenario, because that's what they want as well. We hear the threats, we hear this, we hear that. We're hoping that our boys and men and women in blue will be able to do their jobs, serve justice, because that's what needs to be done. Some states, like New York, New York City, it's a travesty what's happened to New York City. I used to work there, everybody. In and out of each and every day, actually. And now, great, you know, Fifth Avenue and all these great places in New York City have gone silent. They're dead. It's done. Businesses have moved out. People can't do business there. You know, it's they're really destroying themselves. And that's because of leadership, right? Corrupt, tyrant politicians. They're all running scared because they know. You know why? Because we just got a new Supreme Court justice, everybody. And that's what we needed. Because we're going to need the Supreme Court to help fight this new election coming up. We've got elections in the Senate, Congress, everything else. They are trying to steal, overthrow our president, you know, and other elections. This voter fraud and everything else. The other individual, Mr. Sleepy Joe there, even admitted, we've spent so much money coming up with voter fraud. Well, that's illegal. Once our country starts to see justice, individuals being arrested, okay, for the crimes they've committed, some of these crimes, everyone, are horrendous. Not just high crimes and treason. We're talking about sex trafficking. We're talking about so hideous crimes that you can never even imagine in your life. But that's what they've been doing. And I will tell everybody here tonight, we got to remember what we're fighting for. We're fighting for country, yes. But we're fighting for our children. We're fighting for our kids, the next generation to come here. They've been hit hard, too. Taken out of their schools, their lives, their sports, everything else that they were used to doing, growing up. They're taking it all away. So that's a big thing to do, everybody. How about your grandchildren out there? Don't you want to see them have good lives? Well, that's what America is about, and that's what patriots are about. And that's what we all need to do. You get out there and vote. Make sure this happens, because you can never, you know, never count your chickens before they hatch, right? The president is doing good, but there are key states that he has to take, man. I'm hoping all 50 states go red. We're in a great battle, everybody. This is a battle, not just an election. This is a battle for our country and our future. We don't win this. I fear we could probably have another civil war. You know, history does repeat itself, correct? Think then, think now. Well, that's something we all don't want. There's one big thing I'm seeing out there. There's so many great people coming together all across this land, all across every state. Black, red, purple, it doesn't matter. Folks are coming together, and that's what we have to do. And we have to do it right up to the election. Right up to the election. I'm telling you, everybody. So keep fighting out there, patriots. You know, I know a lot of cats got destroyed. Actually, friends of mine. YouTubers and everything else. I mean, big cats, everybody. With like 500,000 followers and stuff, they got destroyed. They'll come back eventually, but, you know, we got Facebook, we got Twitter, we've got these platforms to try and get it out there. That's all we got, because mainstream media, we had no power there. Maybe some Fox, One American News, but that's not hitting the majority. So we're utilizing these platforms to try and get the word out. And I'm telling you what, some of the greatest patriots I've ever met in my life are out there fighting each and every day. A lot of them getting shut down. They've come after us too, folks, but we keep on fighting. And this is what I love and respect about our republic for the United States of America. They are here. They are here to educate everyone. Matter of fact, President Trump gets reelected. I'm hoping that Gene and others can go to the White House, sit back, have a meeting with President Trump. Matter of fact, I think a lot of politicians need to go back to school, back to classes, and learn about their Constitution. Yeah, we got a brand new Supreme Court justice. And by the way, this amazing woman, amazing patriot, well, she stands by the Constitution. There you have it. There's a reason for the Constitution, the Bible, and everything else. These are things we need to follow by, everyone. Our Lord God, Lord Jesus, put these things, it's here for us. If we let it get taken away, we're going to lose it all. So I feel confident tonight, everyone, that America is going to be great again. Matter of fact, America is going to rock and roll again. Plain and simple. And everybody's ready. We got a week, everybody, a week away. And it's stressful, very stressful on many. Even my boss, everybody I talk to, everybody I see, everybody's stressed out because they know. If Biden were able to win this election, I don't even want to think the horror that will be coming. So let's all pray for President Trump. Godspeed, President Trump. Let's get it again, and let's just make our country better, greater than ever before, everybody. We got such an amazing opportunity to go forward to the future, not just for us, for our kids and our grandkids, those to come. David Hurler, I thank you tonight for the floor.
There you heard it, America, from the great David Broadhurst. Wonderful presentation.
Well, thank you, David. I didn't have a, what are those things the politicians use? Prompters or whatever the heck they call them?
Yeah, you didn't have one of those.
No, I didn't have one of those, and I didn't even have any notes.
No.
So, you know, they want to get me to the debate? Oh, don't even get me mad. But thank you, David. It's a great honor, everybody, to be here with everyone.
Thank you so much. With that, Governor Hanning, would you explain to the people how they can get involved with the Republic?
Thank you, David. God bless you, David Broadhurst. Thank you for hosting this show and allowing us to come on and talk to the American people. American people, we are just here holding your seats for the American Republic. This is for you. This is your republic. The Founding Fathers left it for all of us to protect. If you want to educate yourself, go to republicforunitedstatesofamerica.org. And if you wonder where do I begin, I'm sure most of you have already begun. If you've taken the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. There's other places there you can go to interim records. It's so important that if America would read the Declaration of Sovereign Intent, that document is a lawful document that was served on The Hague and other entities throughout the world. I understand all world leaders, military leaders have that document in front of them at one time. And that nothing more than it's a demand, or it's basically telling the American people and the world that the Republic is back. It's here peacefully and lawfully. And read the Declaration of Sovereign Intent, the Proclamation of Claim of Interest, and I think you'll be amazed what has been done for you, the American people, we the people. Also, you can go to About the Republic. There's many things there that you can educate yourself, your family, your friends, your grandchildren. That's a great website. It's the Republic for United States of America.org. You can donate to your republic by ordering the Forever Glory flag that was voted on by the Republic Congress. Affirm your support. Join the email list. Volunteer your skills. Contact someone in your state. Get involved. This is your republic, America. You know, our founding fathers used the Holy Bible to build the law form here in America and to write the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. It's so important to understand those documents, too. It's our operating documents there here in America. You know, Dave Hurler and his wife, Jean Hurler, are on this call, and they have written some books that are very important for your education. One book, Volume 1, is Reinhabited Republic for United States of America, Volume 1, America's Truthful History, written by Jean and Dave Hurler. The second book is Reinhabited Republic for United States of America, Volume 2, The Story of the Reinhabitation, again written by Jean and Dave Hurler. You can donate to your republic by ordering those books at Amazon.com or get them from Barnes & Noble. They're awesome read. Share those with your children. They're spending a lot of time at home these days with you and your rest of your family. get involved, understand those books, see what the truthful history is and the story of the re-inhabitation of the American Republic. Another book that was written by Gene Hertler, and we need to pray for James Timothy Turner, America. He's an American president and a political prisoner. And this is a legal brief, an appeal to the courts of heaven, written by Gene Hertler. Also can be ordered at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. America, it's time. We have another approximately a week from today is the day that we vote for either light or dark. And I think we all see that the Democratic Party has gone to the dark side, which is very sad because in the beginning, our founding fathers left us a Republican form of governance, which is merely the Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitution. And the Republic side of our country right now is the light side. President Trump is trying to bring back America peacefully and lawfully. He's done many things. He's done more in the 3.5, close to 4 years than any other president has done throughout history. It's time, America. It's time to educate yourself and take control of this great American Republic that our forefathers left for us to protect and enjoy. We are holding your seats and the title to America's Republic. You just need to want it back. Take ownership of your part and spread the word. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you, David.
Boy, as always, a great job. Thank you so much, Governor Henning. With that, we are excited to have Justice Roger Waters with us again tonight in his presentation. The name of it is Evidence of Truth. I can't wait to hear it. Justice Waters, you have the floor.
Thank you, David. You know, America, I got a question for you. If you hired a painter to paint your house, and it took him 47 years only to find out it still wasn't completely painted, would you hire that same painter back again for 4 more years? That question you will have an answer for when I'm done. First of all, let's talk about truth. What is truth? Truth is the quality or state of being correct. That which is true or in accordance with fact and reality. The body of facts and beliefs based upon all the evidence that's presented. Okay, so what is evidence? Evidence is the available body of facts or information indicating whether a belief or proposition is true or valid. To be shown as evidence, something that furnishes proof. It's given in testimony, something legally submitted to a tribunal to prove the truth of the matter. When you're seeking out truth, it requires evidence. And when you have evidence, truth will always show its face. Make no mistake about this one thing. Joe Biden has purposely misled a nation, and he's done it in a cynical way. Joe Biden and his son Hunter have now been implicated into a wide crime spree that now runs back decades. We all know about the scandal in Ukraine where Hunter was working on the board of directors of Burisma Holdings, an energy company inside the Ukrainian nation that had a backdrop of corruption, to say the least, of money laundering, conspiracy to commit fraud against the people of Ukraine by way of their energy bills, and bribing Ukrainian government officials for political gain. In America, that would be a high crime. It is there in Ukraine that Joe Biden went to the government official and bribed him about getting the country's $1 billion U.S. dollars. And he told that government official to fire the lead governmental official overseeing the Burisma investigation, or you will not be receiving the $1 billion. He told him he was leaving in 6 hours, and that if he didn't do it, that money would be gone and gone forever. He said to a show that he was being interviewed in 2016, and I quote, "Son of a bitch, they fired him, and they got their money," unquote. The big question as to why that even happened at the time was difficult to answer. Then after a few months, Joe Biden was no longer in office. Trump had beaten Hillary bad, and there was this issue of the FBI letting Hillary off. John Kerry had spoken up about Trump being an agent of Russia because he had business ties with them, and he needed to be kicked out of office because, well, he posed a threat to the nation. Hillary, as we found later, bought and paid for the Steele dossier. The Mueller investigation started, and they were looking for Trump and Russian collusion, proving the fact that Trump had stolen the election from Hillary. And by the way, Hillary had paid for that Steele dossier from her private Clinton Foundation money when she collected millions when she was Secretary of State from Russia, China, and other overseas nations. During that investigation, we found that Hunter Biden was on the board of directors at Burisma, making $85,000 per month. But he had no experience in the energy field and no experience in any kind of management. Matter of fact, Hunter was in the Navy Reserves and failed a drug test. See, he had smoked crack cocaine and then got kicked out of the Navy Reserves. He had no job, no money, no career, and all of a sudden, Daddy became vice president, and he got a job on the board of an energy company in the Ukraine. Now, how did that happen? Now, there were serious questions to be answered. But then we found something else out. You see, Russia can be considered a former enemy, but now turned a distant friend with some issues. The Ukraine was another nation that the U.S. was trying to become friends with, but now we found out there was another nation that gave the Biden family money. And this nation was not friendly to the United States of America. The information that you are about to hear, not many people have ever heard. So get ready for the evidence of truth. Joe Biden has a partnership with a Communist Party leader called Yang, who is the Central Foreign Affairs Commission head of the Communist Chinese government. Yang and Biden met often in Washington, D.C., as Biden was the Chinese fixer of the Obama administration. In 2013, Hunter and Daddy were in China, where Daddy, otherwise known as the big guy, set up a Bohai Harvest Rosemont investment partnership through Yang. According to a top source inside China, Hunter had a direct line to the PITIBUR, which is short for Political Bureau, a Taiwanese national who is now in prison in China. Broke the partnership and other partners with other foreign influenced organizations. His name is Michael Lin. Lin is the go-between for China and many other non-Chinese investment firms. That would place investments into accounts at BHR. Wait, what is BHR? Well, turns out it is Burisma Holdings Reserve. And the Bank of China just became its largest investor. Now, here again, Burisma would be the company that Hunter Biden is the board member of. Under contract with Burisma, Hunter had a 10% stock value that is cashed monthly, in which he takes into his pocket every month. Hunter visited China in 2010 and talked with the CEO of these banking firms inside China, and they later became the investment firms that backed BHR. Hunter Biden's stake in all at this was in the beginning was $400,000, in which he had retained from Burisma. It is now worth at least $50 million. Hunter also did business with Chinese firms and military branches, which are against U.S. national security. See, if you or I ever did that same thing, we'd be on trial for treason and other high crimes. Biden, like China, became and saw major dollar signs in China just right for him and the Biden family. If you are the Vice President of the United States of America, a free society, and your son is a major shareholder with a bank set up strictly for him inside the largest communist nation on the planet, then that is evidence enough that the Vice President has compromised his office, has committed a number of crimes against the Constitution and the laws of the United States. At the very least, he has committed conspiracy against the American people because he was elected to help run the executive branch of government of the United States. And now he has had family members take money as a bribe to further their political agenda here inside the USA. He, at the most, has committed treason against the Constitution and the American people. Unlike the Trump-Russia witch hunt hoax that had no truth or evidence, there are over 20,000 emails that show connections with Russia, Ukraine, and the Chinese nationalists with Hunter and Joe Biden, who have all given the Biden family money. Here is how the Communist Party pays people outside of their own nation for political gain and advancement. They strike a deal with you. You must meet them on their turf. That's to hide the actions of both sides. You sign the deal with the enemy of the state. Then they give money to a third-party member or family, and then in turn, that family member or that third party then gives you the money. In this way, Joe Biden can stand before the cameras at the debate and say that he has never received one red cent from any foreign nation for any act or action he has taken. Note, they just gave it to the crackhead Hunter Biden to give it to the big guy, Daddy Joe Biden. On December 4th, 2013, Hunter told the New Yorker magazine that he met Lai during the December 2013 trip, but described it as a social event. There was a meeting set up at the lobby of the American Delegation's hotel in Beijing between Hunter Biden and Lai, the BHR CEO. There, at the same time, was the Ukrainian president. Many deals between Ukraine and China were signed that day. Hunter has ties with some of the firms being represented in Beijing. On December 16, 2013, 7 days after Hunter and his dad left Beijing, BHR was incorporated in Shanghai with its registered address as the Shanghai Free Trade Zone, according to Chinese State Marketing Regulatory Administration. Hunter had had his file removed from the BHR website, as he is listed as the director as of November 2015. Daddy is still the vice president. Records show that Hunter purchased stock in many other corporations from China and Russia. On December 4, 2013, Hunter accompanies his daddy on an official trip to China. Hunter's profile no longer appears at all on the BHR website. The BHR website, of course, now remember, that is Burisma Holdings, has investment firms that's listed on that website from all over the world, and every one of those investment firms are from countries that would be enemies of the state to the United States. See, it's not simply the state money that should cause concern, but the structure and the deals that took place. Most investments in specific projects come from state-owned entities and flowed into state-backed projects and enterprises. Even the deals speak to the worst of cronyism. The Hunter Biden investment firm's share of the copper mine in the Congo was guaranteed to a set put at risk by the large copper company to ensure deal flow to Hunter's firm. I want you to understand that is the classic example of money laundering. In other instance, Bank of China, working with an IPO in Hong Kong, gave its share allocation to the BHR investment partnership. They were able to do this because even though the Hunter Biden firm completed no notable work on the IPO, it is counted as a subsidiary of the Bank of China. The Hunter Biden Chinese Investment Partnership is literally invested in by the Chinese state and a subsidiary of the Bank of China owned by the Chinese Ministry of Finance. The entire arrangement speaks to Chinese state interest. Meetings were held at locations that in China speak to the welcoming of foreign dignitaries or state-to-state relations. The Chinese organizations surrounding Hunter Biden are known from intelligence and influence operatives to the United States government. Names like Chinese People Institute for Foreign Affairs exist to carry out government-directed policies and cooperative initiatives with influential foreigners without being perceived as a formal part of the Chinese government. In other words, they hide themselves. China owns the Biden family. And this is why Joe Biden is so scary. If he wins the election, the first things to go are your Bill of Rights, then a 17-seat Supreme Court with 8 new liberal justices. That's to counter just 1, New Justice Amy Barrett. You can kiss your Constitution away, and there is no way you will see the same USA within a year. Biden will close down the entire nation, not because of COVID-19. That's just a cover to do what they really want to do. Turn this nation into a socialist, communistic government, where Kamala Harris has the final word on who lives and dies, who eats, or who goes hungry. If you don't believe me, just look and watch Venezuela. The game plan is simple. Shut down America completely. Say a new strain of coronavirus is out here and it's much more dangerous than the COVID-19. Then after everything is shut down, Biden and Harris will begin to take your rights and freedoms. And you are housed inside your homes and apartments with armed guards outside on the street. They will come door to door to take away any weapons you possess. And under the socialist agenda, shoot to kill anyone who resists. Next, they'll take away your food, your water, and make sure your waste stays in or at your house. They will shut down city and county water and its supply because they can't have any survivalist out there forming groups of people to resist their agenda. Now, can they? They will impose rolling blackouts with the power grid. Well, one day you have power and the next day you don't. Oh, and while they are at it, they will allow the Chinese nationalists that are at the southern border of Canada and the northern border of Mexico to just walk right on in. See, Biden and Harris will do away with the borders, so we no longer have a bordered nation. Just a plot of land with no flag, no real government, just right for the communist Chinese to come right in and take over. You can call that a Red Dawn operation. You want this kind of thing to happen? You want people shot dead in the streets? You think Portland and Seattle were something. Maybe you thought Chicago wasn't that bad on the weekends. Wait till you see what kind of damage Biden and Harris can inflict on you and your family. Biden and Harris better not even come close to the White House, or it will be repainted red quickly with black shadows around the windows. Folks, next Tuesday, and they say in some states 9 days later, we may not know the results of this election till the 10th or 12th of November. But you can rest assured of one thing. Just like any other socialist or communist takeover of a nation, they will cheat and lie and kill to win that election. Thus, all over the country, the word has been given out for militias in the states, for people who are armed to stand by at the ready. This is not coming from Washington, D.C. This is coming from the people of the United States. We in this republic, we do not advocate violence. But let's understand the difference between violence and war. Because there is a difference. Violence is when you walk next door, shoot your neighbor in the head because you didn't like the color of his hair. You made a violent act. War, you kill because you are trying to preserve what you have from being taken away from somebody else. The God that we serve in this republic is a God of war. He told Israel to go and wipe out everything that creeps, crawls, and breathes in another area. Many times he told his own people to do that. Michael is a war angel. the God of heaven, while earth is in the presence of Satan, he is not a peaceful God. He is a war God for his people. We in this republic serve that God. We got the call a little over 10 years ago to do something. We got together. We all knew something was wrong, and we all knew a little bit here and there. But then we re-inhabited this republic. And then we went to school, and we learned, and we watched, and we prayed, and we laughed, and we cried. We lost many good people. Some were killed. Others were put in prison. But you know what? God called us to be here for now, this very day. We are in the wings. We are in the shadows, and we are waiting. It's not our job to pick up a weapon and go defend. It's our job to hold the seats of the Republican form of government for this nation, to hold within our arms, to our breasts and our chest, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. That is our job. It is your job as American people to go vote and make sure Joe Biden gets the message loud and clear that on November 4th, his best option is hop him on a boat and move to China, since China likes him so well.
There you have it, America, from Justice Roger Waters, Evidence of Truth. Another great presentation. Gene Herbert, would you be so kind as to give a little bit of a summary of what you heard tonight?
I'd be happy to. Thank you. What I heard this evening gave me a vision, if you would, of the time of a timeline, of a history timeline, where opening up, David brought to us some real sound facts about our nation's beginning, and it had a Christian beginning, and it was blessed because it had Christian self-government and then Christian self-government in union. And we had those principles, those moral absolutes in our institutions. They weren't perfect, but they were beautiful. That they obeyed God's laws and had God's government. And again, they weren't perfect, but they were working toward that. There was an enemy that infiltrated, and that took us further on the timeline of where the republic was shoved aside while another law form, a corporate democracy, went forward. And then in stages, what they did, we can either be Christian or we can be pagan. And those that know our history have seen, through reflecting back, how it was lost, how it was turned away from our Christian beginnings and moved more and more in stages toward paganism, to where we are today. We heard from Governor Dean Henning how the people can get involved toward restoring the American Republic. And I want to add in that we are fully supportive of President Trump. He's draining the swamp, and he's working toward restoration. He's doing his part. But there are parts that the people have to do. A very large part of it is education, so that we can recover and restore. And again, work toward that Christian self-government. We need the hand of God to move, because we need a holy people to bring this forward, to bring us under God's laws and those moral absolutes and principles. And then, just as Roger Waters explained with very good, very great detail, the story of the Biden criminal family and how it's connected, how there's a web of connection there with others that are in, they're in union. But it's not for Creator God and the good of the people. It's for the archenemy of Creator God and for his people. And that means destruction and confusion and chaos. We want to go forward toward restoration, and we believe for it. We hope that you will join us, that you will come and learn, because that's where it begins. Standing for righteousness, because it's very clear in the scriptures that righteousness and justice go together. The people of God must stand for righteousness before justice can be had in the land. And with justice would cleanse the land of those that are criminal, those that have a wrong intent, those that don't honor God and don't honor their fellow man. That's what it boils down to, is to love the Lord God with all our hearts and then to love our fellow man. That's the republic. That's what it's about. So come and learn with us and work with us toward the restoration.
Excellent summary, Gene Hertler. With that, David Broadhurst, let's mount up. Let's go out into the sunset.
David, absolutely. Jean Hertler, what an amazing woman she is, and she hit the nail on the head. Another big problem that we have in this country, everybody, is called education. So many have been led down the dark path for decades in our schools, our colleges, and everything else, not being taught the truth about our country, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, everything else. They veered away from that purposely, knowing that if they continue, the enemy continues to brainwash our younger generation. Well, that'll give them a great opportunity to come in and take us over, right? A lot of these kids out there that you see, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they're kids, college students, everything else. Maybe they're being paid to do this. I have nothing against protesting for what you believe. The violence and all that is just horrible. Has to stop. But ladies and gentlemen, tonight you're listening to great, great individuals. Justice Waters. I mean, too bad he retired, right? That's the type of man you need in our DOJ, right? And justice system, because he stands by the principles, what our country's, you know, are founded upon. And that's where America has just been blindfolded. And not just for the last few years since President Trump came aboard. No, for decades, everybody. And now we have the opportunity to make our country great again, to bring back the rule of law. And it's unfortunate that so many have been involved in so much corruption. It was like a normal thing. Yeah, if you're not corrupt, then you're out. And unfortunately, these individuals were overtaken, blackmailed, or whatever it is. Well, there's a price to pay. You're going to have to face justice. I've often heard over the years that if a country has no justice, you have no country. Matter of fact, a great, great leader said that, and that was President Trump. And it is so true, because look what's happened to other countries, right? So these days, man, these are trying times. But the American people, not just us, everyone, have you been watching? Have you been seeing other countries rising up? Absolutely. They're rising up as well. We just don't see it enough because of mainstream media. They're hiding it all from the American people. But right now, we have to focus on our country. Each and every one of us, each and every day, you fly your flag. Don't be afraid. You fly your colors. All right? I urge every patriot out there tonight listening, you fly your colors proud for our president and respect for all those that have fought and died for our country and freedom, like my father and his father and everything else. We're here. We're in the fight, the great Republic for the United States of America.org is here for you people. Americans, come on now. Come aboard. All right? We're not trying to sell you on this or that. No. We're here to educate. All right? We're here to educate, save our country. That's what it's coming down to, everyone listening tonight. It's, well, do we want to save our country or do we want to watch our country be taken over by an enemy that has been planning to do it for a long, long time, China and others. You can kiss America goodbye and your freedom and everything else. Is that what you want? No, I don't think so. That's why America is so special, everyone. This is not our first rodeo. We've been going through this for decades, right? Remember 1776, everyone? Don't forget the past, all right? History can repeat itself. It's happening now. But the greatest thing I see, and there's no more big wars, right? We're not going to wars for oil anymore, anybody. We're not going to wars and threatening each other with nukes and everything else. We've already played that game. No, we're heading a whole new direction in life, not just here in the United States, but our entire world. If the United States goes down, the world goes down. That's how important it is, everybody. So God bless you patriots out there. Keep on fighting. God bless our republic for the United States of America, man. Great, great cats. They are like our new forefathers out there for the people. You can call upon them anytime. They'll be there for you. All right? We're just so damn proud to be a part of this here for the People Radio 101.com. And even after President Trump gets reelected, everybody, we all need to fight each and every week for justice, for country, all right? To fight against the evil. This is always evil, everyone. So, at that I say, tonight, everyone, thank you. Thank you once again. We love you all. God bless you. God bless your families. God bless America tonight, everyone, and thank you. Good night, everyone.
It was 1776 when the founders signed the writ of independence from the Brits. It was revolution. Now an enemy from within would enslave us all again and deprive us of our rights in the Constitution. Restore the Republic. Wake up, it's time to understand. Restore